This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now, did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. All right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. Love is love. If you don't have to make a family, but taking a traditional
ride. If he's not I am a lesbian.
Black queer human being.
We are two gay dads.
I am a transgender man.
Trans woman.
Bisexual, non-binary, single parent by choice.
Can I ever have nice things? I just want nice things.
He just got spit up on.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, here we are. It's Jamie here. And the other voice that you just heard is my beautiful and lovely, gorgeous wife.
Stop.
Anne. She loves it when I say stuff like that. She loves it. But I have my wife here to help us wrap up the season together. This is our final episode in season 10. I can't believe it's season 10. Anne, can you believe it's season 10?
No, I can't.
I can't either. Yeah. Did you think this was going to last this long?
No. not at all.
Are you happy it's lasted this long?
Yes, absolutely.
Be honest.
Most times.
It's been a beast. But yeah, we're here with our season 10 wrap up, and we have some updates to give you. And we just want to take a moment right now for you all. It's December 26th. So you might have just had a lot of big holiday celebrations and you're finally winding down and you're listening to this while you clean all your dishes, which is actually a great time to listen to this. Don't you think, Anne?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
No, not at all.
No, I was going to say, I don't think you do. But so to wrap us up, I want to go through some of the past episodes that we had for season 10. And this is my way to test and see if my wife actually listened to all the episodes, because she said she does. She says she does. So we had Cade and Max and the nuclear family. Do you remember that one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What was so wonderful about it was that
we would sort of like go out into the world where we were misunderstood, but we came home to this house full of love, full of love, full of laughter. And that was modeled first and foremost by the love between my parents.
Yes.
Oh.
And, you know, it was definitely also modeled in how my parents refused to acknowledge biology. And what I mean by that is how their whole concept of a family was that biology does not create a family. It's that love creates a family.
Remember that documentary?
Oh, totally. Uh-huh.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm not lying anymore.
She didn't remember it all.
I did.
She
was trying. I remember it now.
How about the one stuck in Mexico?
Now the baby's coming, and Gressy's 1 centimeter dilated. So they say, you need to get to Merida now. And the doctor says, you're okay. You can go to Merida. You'll be fine. Go now. And so we said, okay, no problem. So I went and hired a minivan. Drove down to the clinic where we were meeting Gretty and her husband and her daughter. And then we discovered that it was, in fact, a 4-hour, 300-kilometer drive through the jungle, which the clinic had failed to mention. So myself, my husband, Gretty, her partner and child pile into the minivan to go on our epic cross-jungle adventure with her one-centimeter dilated.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That I do remember.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah, Ben went surrogacy route and got stuck in Mexico. If you didn't listen to that, you need to go back. Such a good episode. Desi and Katie, a great, wonderful lesbian parenting story. And they were super hilarious. Do you remember that one?
I'm not sure about that one.
And then we went to Duane Reade and got the amniotic fluid blanket.
Okay. Wait, what's
because
that?
Because we needed to take a cab.
Because your water was still coming out of you this entire time. I was wondering this.
Wait, I didn't know water kept coming out.
It keeps coming out.
It just keeps coming out.
It is the most surprising thing of the whole thing that I was like, why am I still so wet?
Yes, exactly. I felt like it was very civically minded, right? We're not going to get the cab all disgusting.
So we bought
a big, like, felt blanket type thing at Duane Reade.
Not a towel.
No, they didn't have towels.
We wanted the blanket. Yeah.
Anne's going to need to go back and listen to that one.
Desi and Katie.
Yeah.
Nothing against you.
Anne is going to go back and listen to that. And then the tough choices in the family outing. You listen to this one because we listened to it in the car together, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Hempel, whose whole family ended up coming out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What?
So the next morning I'm in the kitchen and I'm like eating my cereal and he comes through the kitchen and he says, oh, you know, I thought I was gay once too. He's like a buttoned up lawyer going to his law firm.
That's such a mic drop moment.
And I look at him. I'm like, what?
Wait, how do you even...
What? So I was like, Dad, what did you do? And he said, oh, you know, I married your mom. And then he walked out of the kitchen.
And then the birth story, that was a little bit sad. And
yeah, don't bring me down.
Okay. And then we had Josie, the gay mom who also became a surrogate for another queer couple.
Yes, I do remember.
So good. Gabby and Callie, do you remember who they are?
Yes.
What'd they do?
They're really young, aren't they?
No. I mean, they're young, but they made a queer lesbian rom-com, and they're also married, and they're a blended family. Such a good episode.
When you look at our, like, family situation, it's not something that you can suss out by looking. You really have to ask questions.
No, yes.
Because she also looks incredibly white. So yes. She looks biologically like she'd be mine.
Right.
But she's purely biologically.
And it happens a lot that people say, is that your mom? You know, I'm pointing to Callie. And she's like, yeah, but this is also my mom. And then, oh, no.
Sometimes so Gabby will get like the, are you the nanny question?
Oh, I used to have that a lot, you know, when she was growing up. It was crazy.
Because their skin color is so drastically different.
We had Michael, the gay physician.
Yeah.
Who worked on the front lines of HIV and AIDS. And do you remember Z?
Oh, yeah, that was a two-parter.
The clairaudient.
Yeah.
Don't miss that one.
This is the guy I got to talk to. This is the guy who's going to tell me what the hell is wrong with me. So I emailed him. I paid the money, set up an appointment, had my session. First thing he says to me, he's like, got to tell you something. You ready? I'm like, sure. He's like, you're a clairaudient. I'm like, what the hell is that? And he gave me 3 examples in my life when spirit had spoken to me clearly. So you know how clairvoyance, you can see clearly, clairaudience, you can hear clearly. And the three examples that this man told me, there's no way you can Google this information. I believed it fully. I felt it in my entire being. He told me all of these things so clearly. And he said, listen, it's real. If you sit and you meditate, they will show themselves clearly.
Z-channeled my grandma at one point, so don't miss that. And then this is one of the highlights, because it's like we interviewed somebody who's like super smart, and I felt like I didn't have any right to be in the room. Kiara Johnson of the LGBTQ Task Force. That was badass. Like, that goes down in history for me.
Of course I'll do hours at the LGBTQ Resource Center. Of course I'll write an op-ed about Black, like, queer history that we shouldn't forget. And my boyfriend is like, do you think you might be queer? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm straight. And then I met this woman. Something happened. My mom was the first person I came out to. And I was like, don't be mad. I need you to listen to me. I think I like this girl. And she's like, okay. I was like, no. Like, I've liked my boyfriend. And she's like, okay. And I was like, so what am I? Am I bi? Am I a lesbian? Is this just a phase? I was like, I just don't know. And she's like, do you have to know now? No, I guess there's not a test or like a dissertation that is due.
That comes 25 years.
You know, and she was so great about it. Like, she was like, wow. Do you have friends? Are there books? Are there people you can talk to on campus? I was like, totally, because I'm the Uber ally, or I was until now.
Then we had Carly and Mercedes, the TikTokers.
Oh, that's the one that the young.
Yeah, those are the young ones. Those are the young ones. And then Lynn.
Anyone that's known as TikTokers, they're out of my league.
And they're rural. They're like hardcore TikTokers. They're like, so listen to that one. It's really a lot of fun. And they push the boundaries a lot and like to talk about a lot of sex, those two. And then we had Queer Kid Stuff with Lynn's Amer, which I really enjoyed that episode too, because Lynn's really knows how to talk to kids about gender and queerness.
So I wrote this parenting book that's like about queer and gender affirming kind of like parenting, child rearing, education strategies. And for me, it's like not even about just like chipping away at like gender binary, rigid roles and stuff like that. For me, it's about just like exposure to other options and like showing people like what it is about, like queerness and gender identity are just like this vast part of like human experience and identity. And there's just been so much in the way of being able to communicate that it's all it is about kids is just showing them like, okay, this is all like the potential that you could be in the world. And like, it's your job to explore and discover things about yourselves and figure out where you fit that has nothing to do with what gender you were assigned at birth by a doctor based on your genitalia.
I just listened to that yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one, right?
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed it. And we have some really awesome episodes coming up for season 11. I've already recorded some of them. And we also have some big changes. And I feel like I should just say it. Like, you might have noticed in the past couple of episodes that E has not been in our intros. And that is for a reason. E is not going to be with the show going forward. It's very sad. Sucks, but you know, I U-hauled a relationship, and it ended up, as sometimes they do, not working out. So E's not continuing, but it's been like a year of serious transitions, and Anne knows that I've been like really afraid to tell you all this just because I feel like everybody's going to think there's a common denominator here, and that common denominator is Jamie, and I'm like afraid to tell everyone, like everybody's going to think it's my fault that these relationships are ending on me.
So that's why I'm here, because I've been with Jamie for 15 years, and I'm telling you, she's really okay.
Only 15? Isn't it like 20?
No.
It's only 15? All right, I mean, 10. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not leaving.
No, you're not. You better not.
Not this year. I got to wait till next year now because it's been a rough year. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't even put that in the universe.
No, absolutely not.
No, but it's been a rough year. I got broken up with, and I didn't want to be broken up with in the first part of it. And then I pushed forward, and it was so abrupt. And then I U-hauled a relationship without really knowing the person. And love, like, we had so many great times. We had a really wonderful time recording this show, and I love E, but it's just, this podcast is a lot of work, and when you have a lot of other things going on in your life, you don't necessarily have all the time to devote to the show. Like, I don't even have all the time to devote to the show, but, you know, it's my baby, and so I carry forward. But, you know, when you're really busy, it's hard to make time for something else. So I'm moving forward. The show's not going to stop. The show is going to carry on. Season 11 is dropping in February, taking a little hiatus to switch things up. We are kind of switching up the way we do things because I still feel very strongly about having different points of view at the hosting table. I feel very strongly that I should not be the only one, my lesbian, cisgendered, white self, you know, being the host. And so what we're going to do is for our intros, you know, we always record our interviews separately. So the interviews will be recorded. And then for the intros, I'm bringing in friends of the show. So some previous guests, some friends, some big fans who reach out and have great things to say are going to come in and do some intros with me. And I had a very long chat with my BFF, my new BFF for life. Who's that, Anne? Rosie! You just blew their ears out. Yes, Rosie O'Donnell is such a wonderful person. And what Rosie sat down with me and had a 40-minute conversation with me about all the stuff that's happening. And Rosie it has given me all these ideas on how to move forward. And Rosie is a friend of the show. And Rosie is also my new BFF. She doesn't know it yet, but she is. And so she might make some appearances too. We'll see. But so big things are happening. The show is continuing. It just might be a little bit different, but I think it's time to switch things up a bit. And I'm really, really excited for the changes that are coming. And I know Anne is too.
Thanks. Absolutely.
Anne loves being a part of the show also, by the way. She just couldn't wait to do this.
I know. It doesn't happen often
episode
enough.
Episode with me. You're like my Carl Dean. Do you even know who that is?
No.
This is why we go.
Oh, is that
this
that is why cook we, lady?
No, that's husband? Dolly's husband.
Oh.
And he's always in the chat. Like, he never makes appearances. Like, you're my special secret Carl Dean. Like, no.
I've never seen Carl Dean, so he's doing a better job than I am.
Right, because I need to force you into these things sometimes. Because that's how love works. So anyway, we want to wish you all.
That wasn't part of the vows, but
we didn't have this podcast when we did our vows. I should have, if I had known better, if we renew our vows, I'm going to write the show into the vows. You have to give me one episode a month. That should be part of our prenup. There's no prenup. Who are we kidding? But we wish you a very happy new year. And we're going to see you. Just make sure to keep up with us on the social media. We are at Over East Talk everywhere. And you can find us. And I'm going to be keeping you guys up to speed on the changes that are happening, the things that are going on, and make sure you're checking in. Please check in because there's going to be some big changes coming in. I want you all to know about it, and I want you all to be ready for it because it's going to be so fun, and I can't wait to share it all with you. Also, please feel free to join us on Patreon at patreon.com/ovariestalk. That's where you're going to get bonus content. And I will hopefully be uploading some special videos about the big changes that are happening that are only available to you Patreoners. And I have to say a huge, 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 huge thank you to all of you Patreoners who have continued to support the show even through this crazy year of transitions. And I hope you all will continue listening through the next transition, because I think this next transition is going to make this show bigger, better, and badder in the good way. You know what I mean? So without further ado, I think it's time for us to get on out of here because you guys are still hanging out with your families and hopefully they're not driving you all crazy, but hopefully this was a nice little respite in your crazy holiday shenanigans, and a happy new year, and we'll see you on the flip side. Do you want to say it with me, Anne? Eggs?
Eggs, ovaries, out. Peace, y'all.
Peace. If these ovaries could talk, they would say,
eggs, ovaries, out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.